You've been dead for a long time. Kira's hair stuck to her face, drenched by the thick fog that rolled through the barely lit landscape. Each word came out as a cloud of condensation as she breathed in the near-freezing air. It was before dawn, and Kira struggled to see the ground ahead of her feet. Gravestones surrounded her. Some were less than a decade old, but others had been there for centuries, giving them time to crack and tilt and sink into the earth. They were all neglected. Weeds and long grass choked the ground between them. Lichen grew across the slabs, blotting out names and dates. An immense figure lingered to Kira's left, half hidden by the heavy mist. A stone-carved angel, its wings sagging and its hands clasped under its chin in supplication. Age had stained it. Lines ran over its draped gown, showing where decades of water had flowed. They created tracks running from its eyes to its chin, as though it wept. Kira shivered, drawing further into her jacket, her numb fingers clenched in her pockets. She faced a small, square grave marker. The inscription read, Mary Ann Cobb, 1801 to 1835. Nearly 200 years. It's a long time to linger after death, Kira said. Each breath of condensation merged into the mist, swallowed into the mass within seconds. A shape swayed at the edge of her vision. Kira strained to see it more clearly, but she only caught glimpses. Curling, frayed hair, pinned into a messy arrangement underneath some kind of shawl. Bony hands wringing together. The woman hunched, keeping the gravestone between herself and Kira, her eyes averted. She was a ghost, a faint one, gone for more than 180 years, but still present, still waiting. For what, Kira didn't know. That was her job now, to find out. I hope it's not rude to point that out. Kira tried for a smile and an easy shrug, even as a drop of condensation ran down to her chin and dripped onto her jacket. I'm still new to this. Sorry. She thought the spirit tilted towards her a fraction, but it was hard to be sure through the mist. The ghosts seemed to be made up of the same fog that permanently lingered in the graveyard. They were a see-through, vacant white. Their eyes turned a heavy, inky black. Every movement was slowed, as though they were trapped underwater. As the spirit's head moved, so did stray strands of hair, floating behind it, tugged by an invisible current. You must have something keeping you here, Kira pressed. Maybe I can help. The spirit's head lowered as she turned away. In a heartbeat, she was gone, evaporated into the fog as though she'd never existed at all. Kira let out a ragged breath. She pulled on the muscle behind her eyes to open her second sight again. It was sore from overuse, and a low, throbbing headache set up as Kira pushed it harder. It made no difference. Marianne was gone. Kira let her sight relax slightly as she turned away. Chills ran along her skin, the hairs rising, as she sensed something else watching her. Or, rather, many eyes watching her. The graveyard held dozens of spirits. Some were so faint that Kira could barely make out flickers of movements between the gravestones. Others were so strong they seemed to glow. The sun must have risen, but it barely touched Blighty's cemetery. The area was shrouded in a conflicting twilight, dampened further by the mist that never seemed to fully evaporate, and the tall, leafless trees that stretched dark branches into the sky. A man stood barely 10 paces behind Kira, grizzled and with sunken cheeks. His dead eyes met hers for a fraction of a second, before a cloud of fog rolled between them, obscuring him. When it passed, he was gone. Kira cleared her throat.